The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
You feeling a bit low today? It's a Monday. Probably frustrated about the usual things. Well, I'm here to tell you it's much, much worse. It's much worse than you realize. Great. In fact, some of the things you've been pissed off about, much worse than you realize. There's a new report out by the Veterans Administration Inspector General. It's much worse than you realize. The new report says that 43% of the 225 patients who died between October of 2014 and August of 2015 at just the LA VA were waiting for appointments or needed tests that they never got.
Good grief.
43% of the 225 people who died in that short period of time were waiting for appointments or needed tests that they never got. Some of them have been waiting for years.
That's disgusting.
Now, here's the thing. It's October of 2014 through August of 2015. Not even a year.
Right.
It's 225 people. 43% of those. Okay, so 225 died. 43. So that's roughly half, 150 mm-hmm. people, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not even. Probably closer to 100. You can't get tests and treatments for 100 people, VA? Yes, I know there's a lot more than that in the system. My point is this was 100 you had to take care of. 100 people. And you can't take care of them?
Nope, they can't.
140,000 patient consultants or consults were deliberately deleted, the inspector general found as well.
Deleted?
Deleted.
Just to cover their tracks?
Yeah. So the number of patients waiting for care, you know, that had consultations or, you know, waiting after the consultation, whatever, they were just deleted. And the fact the number 140,000, according to the IG, is far more significant than at the Phoenix Veterans Administration, where several people died as a result of what the VA did or did not do.
I had a friend in Nashville who died as a result of what the VA did.
Now, this new information is as recently as August of 2015. So just 2 years away, 2 years ago. That was not in the Trump administration, but this stuff is getting closer and closer. And he has done some things to help the VA. However, it's not enough. And I've said before, I'm giving him a reasonable amount of time to make a major impact. He's got a new VA director. You got to give him some time to get things up and running. But my patients are running thin.
Well, and they just passed that legislation, the whistleblower legislation.
Right.
So in theory, it's supposed to be easier now to get some of the scumbags out of the VA.
I want a list of who you're firing. Mm-hmm. I mean, the new guy's been in since January, roughly. Okay, we're now heading into July. I'm serious. I'm really mm-hmm. becoming impatient. I want a list of people you have fired. And by the way, I want them fired with extreme prejudice. I want their face plastered all over the media. I want it at the VA website. These are the people we fired, and here's why. I want lists of their incompetence. Because when you leave their politically and career speaking dead bloated carcass out for all to see, you're going to start changing the culture there. I want him fired. I want him known why. This was the guy who was just doing his job because he thinks his salary was more important than the mission of the Veterans Administration. Trust me, that's going to shock a few other people into doing their job. If you want to work in a job where you don't have to care about people, get a different job. I'm sorry, the Veterans Administration comes with a greater task, a greater goal, a greater obligation than you just collecting your salary.
Much larger.
Do something different. I'm giving them till fall, and I want a list of what changes you've made at the Veterans Administration. And President Trump, you're on notice. This fall, it's going to start getting really ugly for you on this program if I don't see some changes at the Veterans Administration. And I'm not just talking about a couple of people heading it up, making a good pile of cash, speaking to the cameras and making it sound like they're doing something when really all they're doing is manipulating the structure and the time in order to make it look like they've done something. I want the veterans, given what we've promised them both morally and contractually, we owe them this. And much more. I'm looking for you to make significant changes to the point that you can at least do the most basic parts of your job, and then we'll go from there.
Or was it Chicago that they had the big problems?
Wait a minute. You can just Chicago, Minnesota, right. Phoenix, Cleveland, all over Florida.
The one with the kitchen, the roaches everywhere, and the
okay, roaches everywhere was. Might be Minnesota. By the way, Minnesota and Wisconsin, holy crud, have they had a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. I know it was one of those that had the raccoon problem in the ceiling. That one may have been Tennessee, too. Tennessee had some problems. Yeah. One of them had raccoons in the ceiling.
And roaches on the plates and roaches in the kitchen. And
the point, it was on the food and mm-hmm. on the patients.
How does it even get to that point?
By the way, it doesn't make the news if a roach is found.
No.
That doesn't make the news. No. You find roaches everywhere. In fact, did you have dinner at a restaurant over the weekend? It has roaches.
Yes.
The good restaurants only have like one or two that they find over the course of weeks. You know, so it's not going to make the news if you find that. It's going to make the news when it is obnoxious.
Yeah.
And
all over. Yeah. How does it even get to that point? How do the people working there allow it to get to that point unless they are just not showing up for work? And when they do show up for work, they do nothing. They sit there and do absolutely nothing.
Earlier, I mentioned the books that Glenn's having us read, and we'll tweet out the links to it. I don't know if Chris actually did that. But anyways, we'll tweet out some links to it. And one of them is this tribal leadership book we've been talking about. And if you read through it, maybe you're familiar with it already. It talks about stages of our attitudes, both as a tribe, a company, or a group of people, and then as individuals as well. And stage two is my life sucks. And that is what a lot of us have experienced, and a lot of coworkers we have, where it's like, my life sucks, and I don't care. No matter what happens, I'm here to collect a paycheck, and I'm going to sit around and bitch about everything and not do it. Stage one is pretty much the life sucks. It's the attitude of gangs and prison culture. It's like, I will actually commit crimes because I care so little. That's where we're at with this. This is borderline stage one. I mean, some of these people, you've killed people.
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't even made it into my life sucks. It's everything sucks and I'm willing to do whatever. That's the reason it continues to fail. Because people do not care. They don't take pride in their work. Nobody takes pride in them. That's where they're at right now.
And there's no one watching them. And there's nobody watching the people that are supposed to be taking care of these veterans.
Are you significantly pissed off now about this?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get your fill?
Oh, yeah.
You got that? You'll carry that all day, right? You're going to carry that around. You're annoyed by it. Yet another failure, a realization of it. It gets worse. I saw a little blurb in a story talking about a woman whose husband was killed by the Veterans Administration. And by the way, I say killed specifically. They didn't die under the Veterans Administration care. They killed him. If you're not doing your job, you're killing them. And it mentioned that she ended up being compensated. Something I have never considered in this. Maybe I've seen it in stories and the other stuff took precedent and I've never really filed, you know, in the back of my...
Right.
There are people suing the Veterans Administration.
Sure.
And being compensated. Of course that happens. It would happen. Mm-hmm. I just... Everything else has been so obnoxious and so big that people actually died that I hadn't considered that people file lawsuits and they settle. And by the way, who's paying for that?
Taxpayers.
Me, you, yeah. And yeah. The other veterans.
Yep.
The money that they use to settle because they kill somebody. They're like, sorry, ma'am, we killed your husband. Here's $2 million. Is $2 million that could have gone to other veterans mm-hmm. to make their lives better. So the guy that's killed tomorrow and the wife or the husband or whatever gets $1 million 6 months from now or whatever.
Yep.
That money is being taken from other people now. And likely, had they not had to pay somebody out 4 months before that, this guy would have had the money.
Right.
On top of everything else, we have to pay to clean up their mistakes.
Yep.
It's not bad enough that we're killing veterans. I mean, is that what we have to say? Do we have to point out the amount of money we're wasting on this stuff? The taxpayers are being forced to clean up their mess because obviously dead veterans isn't doing enough to spur people to actually do something about this. Will the money do it? Will nothing do it? This is outrageous. Your tax dollars are going to clean up the mess to pull the fat out of the fire of doctors who killed veterans. Medical staff, nurses, orderlies, administrators. We're cleaning up their mess. This crap needs to be on them. They need to pay this. There should be no malpractice. The civil suit shouldn't be against the Veterans Administration. It should be against those individual people who did not do their job. I no longer want these people fired with extreme prejudice. I want them fired with extreme prejudice and... I want their money. I want future livelihood. I want their future salaries garnished in favor of paying back the family of these dead veterans.
It is outrageous, but it's not surprising.
No, it's not. I feel like a failure. I hadn't even considered that. I'm not saying these people shouldn't be compensated. Right. Of course they should. But it shouldn't be me. And it shouldn't be you. And if I am going to be... Damn straight, I'm getting to the bottom of this.
Absolutely.
It's blood money on top of it. It's not just paying them off. It's not just compensated for their loss. If you've got a group of people at the Veterans Administration that clearly do not care, and they're killing people, you and I are paying to make it go away. This is a rich parent paying to keep their kid out of jail when they do mm-hmm. something wrong. It's the affluenza kid. You kill somebody, mommy and daddy pony up the dough. That's how I feel about this thing. We're ponying up the dough for these doctors and nurses and orderlies and administrators who screw people, who kill them. Oh, man, that's outrageous. President Trump, you're on notice, buddy. Give me a few more months and I better start seeing something. Real changes at the Veterans Administration. It's going to get real bad, politically speaking, for you. Because I'm taking this crap on the road.
Government culture.
So darn frustrating. Yeah. Use that hashtag #FixTheVA when you ever discuss this as well. It's good for our records. We go back through social media and can check it out. Got to tell you about a new sponsor we have here at The Blaze. It's healthiq.com. healthiq.com/TheBlaze if you want to check them out. This is really an interesting organization, an interesting idea. It's about improved health, amazing incentives, and great insurance. All three of those, improving your health, amazing incentives, and great health insurance. That's Health IQ. See, they believe that health-conscious people deserve lower rates. Why shouldn't you?
Makes sense.
I mean, think about it. If you get car insurance or something, they're like, oh, you drive better and you have less tickets or whatever, so you're more responsible, we'll give you better rates. That's what they do, but they've never done this when it comes to life insurance until now. Health IQ, it took them years to put this model together, because they had to go through all these different records and show who would be in line for better rates based on everything. So they had to go through data after data from all these different sources over the course of decades, mm-hmm. pile through it and say, okay, you're not a smoker? or whatever it would be, okay, then you deserve a lower rate here. And what's your mile time? How fast can you run a mile? Or whatever it is, and they compiled all the data. Now, you answer some simple questions like this, and they'll go ahead and give you a free quote. So all you have to do is go to healthiq.com/theblaze for your for a link to get your quote. It's absolutely free. Why not check it out? Ask you a handful of questions like that, and they'll give you the free quote. HealthIQ.com/TheBlaze. Historically, you get penalized by life insurance companies for things like your family history and BMI. But nobody had given you discounts or rewarded your good behavior. They just punished you for bad behavior. Well, you know, if I'm not going to have those donuts and I'm doing all this work, a little help there. I got to get on the other side.
Sure.
Health IQ uses science and data to secure those lower rates for health-conscious people, including runners, cyclists, strength trainers, vegans in some cases, all kinds of different things. But if you're somebody who's putting in the time to work out, you deserve some rewards. Get your free quote and learn more at healthiq.com/theblaze. healthiq.com/theblaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson will be right back on the Blaze Radio Network.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
I think they like it. I think they like me being ticked off at the VA and the president about this stuff. I'm not ticked off at Trump yet. They said he's got a few more months and then I want to see some progress.
I'm sorry, but no.
I'm not expecting progress today, like finished, everything solved today, but I want to see a definitive step forward.
Yeah, because I have to use the stupid Veterans Administration crap BS. You know, I got a bill from them.
A bill?
I got a bill. $15 I had to pay for a visit.
Why are you getting a bill?
Yeah, I couldn't get enough information because it went to collection.
Well, they got to squeeze that $15. Meanwhile, they're spending millions to cover their ass on other stuff.
I asked for more information because I was like, so I didn't, oh, I don't have, I visited the VA twice.
Okay.
And I was like, what is happening? Oh, this is a copay. And that was like 2 years ago. I was like,
I didn't know you did have one.
I didn't know I had one.
Okay.
So and I was like, copay for which visit? Oh, we don't know. We're just a collection agency. Okay. Well, here's your $15 if that's what's going to.
Wow.
Was like, if I don't pay my $15, it's gonna like shut down the government.
that's the thing.
It was so funny because the guy was like, "Well, you know that is a federal entity," and I'm like, "Okay."
It's $15. Wow.
Okay. I'm like, last time I checked, we're like $18 trillion in debt. Now we understand it was $15 in debt, and Chris Cruz was holding this damn country back. You know,
that was the final $15 that put us over the top in insolvency, Chris.
That's it.
We were fine up until then. You had to push it right over.
I was like, sure, here's your miserable $15, and is the government back in shape now? Because I gave you my $15.
Wow,
big fail.
They don't get this stuff. I mean, it's that bad. It's that troubling. Plus, you've gone in Florida, which is one of the epicenters of failure. There's just so many veterans in Florida too.
They are. And not only that, is they have this beautiful, beautiful, like I'm talking about beautiful center. It's like cost millions of dollars and I could get one visit a year.
Wow. I'd like to have one that's less pretty and people and actually getting the care.
Yeah, I want a damn clinic.
But you know what? I'm even fine. Like I said, schools, stop building these cathedrals. I'm even if they say veterans, though, you want a beautiful place to go in that, I'll even give you that. But that's not the priority. The priority isn't building something that looks pretty and is killing vets. The priority is to build something that works And then you jazz it up and give them an even better experience where it's more comfortable and whatnot.
Here's my opinion. Why not get care on the military basis?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I've always thought of like...
Well, because you could still go to the commissary and stuff.
That's what
on the
I'm
bases,
saying.
Right? Yeah.
So why not give us this, the same... I'll pay a copay for that doctor. Because I know that doctor is going to get me good care.
Interesting. So, because Active has a different set of doctors versus veterans.
That's completely fascinating different. Doctors.
Really?
They're the guys that did my ankles.
Interesting. All right, get the tweets in, hashtag what I learned today. I'll share some of those coming up next. And then another bizarre happening. Well, I just got to share it with you coming up next.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
With Doc Thompson.
All right, the tweets, hashtag what I learned today. Let's see, Marissa McWilliams, I would like to see at Doc Thompson Show debate Senator Warren on the real on what real blood money is. I'll debate her anytime, any place.
I know you. And here's the thing is
Senator Warren is Elizabeth Warren, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We reach out to them, but somehow we always get the block.
We had the Heisman, you know, the stiff arm back there. Hey. Yeah, I'll debate any of those clowns. Trust me, they don't want to. Slip shift. Tom, did you notice how I emphasize slip shift? Tom's been in this business. Engineer Tom stepping in. Slip shift.
You better be careful.
That's right.
You gotta be careful.
And make sure I lay that out to get this solid in there. He's going to put amen.
Amen,
amen,
brother.
That's what I'm looking at. Deadpool tweeting, hashtag what I learned today. Paying the family of vets who die in the VA is not like the affluenza kid because the parents are broke and robbing us.
That is true. I got Stinky Biscuit also saying...
Well, wait a minute. And he's right about that. You're right. Because we are broke. The affluenza parents are not broke or whatever. No. But it is in the sense of, I'll just leave it up to someone else to clean up my mess.
Yes, and with that mess, you got Stinky Biscuit saying, you bastard! Hashtag $19 trillion and $15.
That's your 15 that's over the
my
top.
My 15 over the top. But hey, I paid those $15. So you guys were back on track.
Back on track.
$19 trillion in debt.
Donna tweeting, any government employee, including Congress, needs to have pay cut to cover the cost of errors created by employees.
That would be a new incentive.
So there's a Facebook group that last Wednesday cast another binding spell on President Trump. A group of witches and warlocks to cast a binding spell to abate President Trump.
You know, we were so successful.
They've done this before, Tom.
Oh, they have.
Yeah, there's a group of witches out there.
We were really successful. Mm-hmm. We were. Really were.
So there's witchcraft going towards.
You got to try anything at this point, I guess they feel. Yeah. You know, something like that.
Well, Hillary couldn't help it. Hillary. send the main. What is the head witch called?
Hillary, jeez, you just said it. Hillary. You answered your own question.
It's Greek for head witch. I think it is.
The group calls itself Bind Trump. It has more than 2,000 members. Last Wednesday, I think it was, to take part or coincide with the crescent moon, they went ahead and had their ceremony. It's a binding ceremony. They posted a bunch of pictures and videos of their anti-Trump rituals.
I wonder what that involves.
How did it go?
I don't know. We'll see. Has he been tweeting a lot over the weekend or anything like that?
He did make some tweets and they did not make any sense.
I wonder if that's what was happening the night of the Covfefe. If he was in the middle of it, he was like, I'm getting ready to say something stupid, Covfefe. And it just kind of...
The witchcraft got to him.
I think that's maybe it may have worked, you know, something like that.
They put him
like
to sleep, but the wrong kind of sleep.
Yeah.
Participants were instructed to gather a number of components to aid them in their efforts, including a tower tarot card, you know, the tarot cards.
Oh, I love those cards.
An unflattering picture of Trump. And by that, they mean...
All of them?
A picture of Trump.
Yeah. Even his presidential picture.
I was going to say...
even flattering.
Even going back to the 80s, are there any that you'd go, wow, that's a good picture.
Maybe the one with him laying next to the tiger. or the one him laying with the oh my god, what's that called?
What do they?
The bathrobe.
Oh, the bathrobe. The bathrobe ones. That's right. So together, the tarot card, the unflattering picture, candles, a small bowl of water.
Okay, hold on. You forgot something, but it's like tiny stub of an orange candle.
You got to get the ingredients right. Sorry, I'm not a level seven.
Like
witch.
I am. Yes.
Is witch and warlock, are those interchangeable? I always thought it was male versus female.
No. Witch, warlock is whatever you feel that day.
Oh, okay. All right, very good.
2017.
All right. A small bowl of water, which represents elemental water.
Elemental?
That's what it says in the list, but...
Sorry.
Is that coming in a bottle?
The mint.
It's new elemental water.
It's not black water.
So, a small bowl of water which represents water. That's not represents, that just is water. So I was like, okay. An ashtray or dish of sand. And is that when you burn the picture? Is that what that is, Chris? And then you put it out in the ashtray or sand? Mm-hmm. No. But what's the feather for?
The feather is because it represents the air. You have to have all elements represented.
Air, like earth, wind, and fire.
Yeah, because you have. That's it.
It's like earth, wind, and fire.
How do you remember?
Because you have the white candle that represents the fire. You got the small wall that represents the water.
Right.
And a bowl of salt that represents the earth. And the feather represents the air.
Okay.
You got to get them all covered in there.
Okay. So then the way I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, the witches were instructed to call on spirits and demons of the infernal realm to is that Congress?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
That's asking.
535 members of...
We're calling on those demons of the infernal realm to bind him with their checks and balances, the separation of powers. I think that's what it is.
You know, what you do is, you know, I don't want to put too much into it, but you write Donald J. Trump on the little orange candle that you got and you pin it with a nail. You know, you make it with like a nice nail.
Oh, okay. You write on it.
And then you arrange everything in a circle around in front of you. Then
this is how it all lays out before you start the chanting.
Before you start the chanting.
Okay.
And then, you know, you say a prayer for protection. And we usually read the Psalm 23rd.
Okay. See, that's you're doing it wrong.
Are you sure?
Yes. Because you're reading the Bible as part of your witchcraft ceremony, you're doing it wrong.
But I want to be protected from all the evil, so I have to read Psalm 23rd.
Yes, you're taking part in evil. See, if you read a little bit more of the Bible, it'll tell you, you shouldn't do these things. It'll tell you this is evil. So you're saying, Lord, please protect me from this evil that I am taking part in, as you warn in other parts of your book.
Well, it is very common. It is very common in hoodoo and conjuring and root work traditions.
Hoodoo?
Yeah. Hoodoo. Not voodoo. Not to be confused with voodoo.
Oh, I thought you were just, Puerto Rican it up there a little bit.
Voodoo. Not to be confused.
Okay. Those are separate. I didn't realize that. Okay, so they call on the demons of the infernal realm to prevent him from doing harm to humans, trees, animals, and rocks.
Yeah, the rock people.
You can do harm to rocks.
You can do harm to rocks. You can make them into tiny rocks or
sand.
Something like that.
Yeah, maybe sand. Yeah.
So does that cover everything?
Yes.
Humans, trees, animals, rocks.
Yes.
What about like oil and...
That's part of rocks.
Is that part of rocks? Yeah. Is that what they think? And then they condemn all who enable Trump's wickedness and ask demons to strike down their towers of vanity.
Yes.
What is striking down their tower of vanity? Do we even know what that means?
Yeah, you know, all those hate speech.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, yeah.
At the conclusion of the ceremony, they said... they were instructed to ground themselves by having a good hearty laugh, jumping up and down, clapping your hands, stomping your feet, and having a bite to eat.
Snacks are important.
They are, because you get really worn out, Tom,
when you
have that stuff. You know,
yeah, you do.
A day of the witchcraft, you got to keep your energy up, right?
Absolutely.
They say grounding is very important. So grounding is having a good laugh, jumping up and down, clapping your hands, stomping your feet.
Yes.
And don't neglect it. He hates people laughing at him, they said. That's part of it. So
pretty soon they're going to break out into the hokey pokey.
you put your left hand in.
That's right. And what if that's what it's about?
It might be. It might really be
about that. That's the
whole thing. Wow. So we'll have to see. The last one, I don't think it had that much effect.
Only the Covfefe effect.
Unless Covfefe was part of it.
I think we could give him that.
You think you're going to give him that?
Okay. We had a good laugh.
Okay. All right. You might be right.
Good for us.
So maybe you just need more of it then? Is that...
Yes, more covfefe.
With a capital C.
I mean, more of the ceremonies and the witchcraft and whatnot. See, I thought they did this at the full moon, but they were doing it at the crescent the waning crescent moon. Can you do it at any moon? Do moons have more power?
It has more power. Like we know, a crescent moon is at the peak of its power.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, one thing I don't, if you guys are going to participate with me, because I'm going to do this on Saturday.
Yeah, because we're all going to participate with you. Yeah. Sure.
Just remind me that I have to bury the orange candle stub at the crossroads or in running water. That's really, really important.
At which crossroads?
It doesn't matter what crossroads.
As long as it's a crossroads.
At a crossroads. Or if we don't have any crossroads, we could bury it in running water.
Okay. So like a creek or something like that?
Yeah.
Now, can you use binding spells with other people too?
Oh, yeah. As long as you get, you know, some flattering picture. Not flattering.
Unflattering picture? Yeah. I'm just wondering, you know, Jeffy. I don't know if.
Oh, well, see, on that one, I need to gather all the witches and warlords.
Not enough power.
It's not enough power. Not even a crescent moon can fill me up. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I appreciate it. You should tweet out a link to the Facebook page for these. Can you do that?
I will. I have to ask.
There's a couple thousand people in there.
I have to add our leader. Ask our leader if it's okay.
Jeffy?
No, Hillary.
Oh, the leader of the witch. Gotcha. Yes, I understand that. Hey, Relief Factor is an all-natural anti-inflammatory. It's been helping thousands of Blaze audience members and a bunch of people here right in the staff get rid of their chronic pain. Most chronic pain has to do with inflammation in your body. And unfortunately, most of the treatments just mask it. They don't actually deal with the inflammation. You can get rid of the inflammation and thereby get rid of the pain by taking Relief Factor. It was created to give people their lives back by reducing that inflammation naturally and safely. It's worked for me with my sciatic when I run. It takes 7 to 10 days for new users to start seeing the inflammation go away. For me, it was 4 to 5 when I'm running and my inflammation starts acting up for my sciatic. Brad takes it for his back, Chris for his ankles. At the Blaze, Keith has taken it as well. We know Cal has, and it's been successful for all of us. We've shared the story with friends and family. They've taken it. It works for them. Why not have it work for you or somebody you know that is in chronic pain? Just go to relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com.
This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network. With Doc Thompson.
All righty, that is it, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the Morning Blaze. But before we go, as always, let's find out what we learned today. We learned that the odds are on Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg, but I like the long shot of Justice Paul Blart. I'm not saying what the odds are for. I'm just saying I like those odds. We learned that, sadly, saying that I spent all Saturday mowing the lawn and trimming the bushes is not a euphemism. We learned that I fully support your right to use your car to hunt varmints.
Yes.
And only your car.
Yes.
We learned the Greek word for head witch is Hillary. And finally, we learned, regardless of what Chris Cruz and Brad think, I could beat up 94% of homeless people easily.
And with your luck, you get that 6% that
I could still take them. I said easily the 94. Mm-hmm. All right, Kirk, spin of the dials, radio style, Dallas, Texas morning. What, if anything, did you learn today?
What I learned today is apparently being homeless is so successful, they make more than people in radio.
Dude, that's anybody makes more money than radio.
Sadly, Brad and I learned that in the 80s.
Yeah.
What year did you learn that in specifically?
Oh, about 83, 84.
I learned it in 88, so yeah. There you go. All right, at the Blaze, Brad, what, if anything, did you learn today?
I learned that Chris Cruz is concerned about the amount of his DNA that might be lingering around in women's brains.
Nope.
That's right.
Don't have to worry about
it's
that,
possible.
Buddy.
It's possible. I also learned
very
that
dry subject there.
If I ever decide to ask Doc for a handout on the side of the road, I shouldn't bring my bike or my cell phone.
Not your cigarettes either.
Or your cigarettes.
Or my smokes.
That's right. Or your dog or anything like that. Chris Cruz, what, if anything, did the listeners learn today?
Jason Ford tweeting us saying, praying to Jesus before delving, there we go, into black magic. You're doing it very
you're doing it wrong. See, Jesus and the light, a good sign or whatever.
You forgot your megaphone again.
You scared me.
Delving.
Jordan Rick also tweeted out, VA failure talk about ruin my Monday. The witchcraft talk was so dumb, it gave me a good laugh to make it better.
Oh, good. We balanced it out then. We're fair and balanced.
We're fair and balanced. Chris Cruz calls on witches and warlords to come together to defeat Jeffy.
I think it's warlocks, not warlords. This might be if they put warlords.
I think we got the warlords.
And warlocks, you're good. Warlords. In fact, the funny thing is Jeffy is a warlord here.
Yeah, he is.
He's
yes.
kind of the Blaze warlord. Red a drug lord and the whole thing, right.
Not a cop tweeting out saying hoodoo is voodoo done by an unknown subject.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know not
voodoo,
a cop.
The voodoo you do so well.
And that's about it for today.
That's it. All right. Get those in. Don't forget, programming note, I'll be heading up the think tank today.
Yes, you will.
And tomorrow. And
Dana tonight.
Wednesday. Yeah, think tank all day, though. And then, where's Glenn? He's out of town?
He's in L.A.
Oh, okay. But he's still doing his regular radio
broadcast. He is doing his regular broadcast.
And I'll be pinch hitting for Dana's television show this evening on the Blaze TV. If you're
good
not
topics.
A subscriber, you can go to theblaze.com/TV. And I'm pretty sure they still have a free trial offer for you
probably.
Up there. Blaze.com/TV. Oh, I just realized. I feel really bad about this. I forgot those new numbers on procrastination.
And you told me on Friday.
I know. I know.
And you even tweeted it out.
I'm just going to go ahead and move those ahead to tomorrow's calendar date on the calendar. Okay, good. We'll do those tomorrow. What else do we have coming up tomorrow?
We got Building America.
Oh, good deal. Building America segment. Always fun. Talk about people who dream big and also Drew. Do. What does Glenn Beck have coming up in his program immediately following ours on the Blaze Radio Network?
Our favorite gay Muslim, Riaz Patel, joins in at the bottom of the first hour.
I feel like maybe there should be some other way like his... Like something he's done to say, hey, that guy who did something
executive
great.
Producer Riaz Patel joins Glenn at the first hour.
No one's going to know who that is. Just say gay Muslim.
Gay Muslim joins Glenn Beck at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, because Glenn's in L.A. and I think Riaz is there as well. Okay, what is Glenn wearing today? Have you seen him?
I have not seen him. We have not gotten the link yet. Look, it only says Glenn Radio.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully it's Riaz approved.
Oh, you know it is.
Hopefully it is.
Yeah.
All right, remember the Morning Blaze of today, Chris Cruz production, Six Semper Tyrannus. Good night, Steve Cannon. Wherever you are. Anyang, now you go home.
Oh, he looks fabulous. Look at him. He's wearing yellow.
Oh, very good. Very good. All right, have a good day.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.